Country Bob FM. And welcome back to the fair. The Bob Almanac is here. And of course, we're just minutes away. The big Four Wheels of Fun ATV giveaway announcement is coming up here this morning in just minutes. Pat, who works at Playsteads Elk River, right? Pat, there, he's here, sitting waiting for the Almanac. Yeah, are you a fan of the Almanac? I appreciate it. All right, we have one here today. That's just outstanding. Hey, we need some kind of a special sound to kick us off. That's our official state fair kick it off sound, the Aluga horn. I'd love to have one of those on my 2019 Ram. Wonder if we can get that. That would be fitting. All right, today on the Almanac, we need to do an Almanac salute. Almanac saluting here today.
Here it is. A one bedroom, terrace, and a nice view. How does that sound?
Sounds great. How much?
$900 a month plus $150 cleaning fee.
I can only afford to move into the cleaning fee.
Oh, yeah, we lost Rhoda over the weekend. Valerie Harper passed away at the age of 80. She was so funny as Mary Tyler Moore's best friend, and then she went on and did, of course, her own show called Rhoda. She moved back to New York. Now, that little snippet there, also a cameo from Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Both Rhoda and Happy Days started in 1974. Happy Days started in January of 74. Rhoda in September of 74. So there's the Fonz before he was really known. He probably recorded that before Happy Days first aired. So he didn't know if that Fonz thing was going to take off. So there he is as a real estate agent on Rhoda in the first season. Rhoda was looking for an apartment. She just couldn't live with her mom and her sister anymore. I could see why. So Rhoda, goodbye, Valerie Harper, at the age of 80. This date in 1666, by the way, today, Monday, September 2nd, 245th day of the year, 120 left to go. Couple of great fires this day. And I don't know why they call them great, because they were disastrous. They're nothing, you know, they're certainly not great at all. They're horrible. The Great Fire of London began this date, 1666. Or if you're down south of the Mason-Dixie line, the Great Fire. The three-day blaze destroyed more than 13,000 houses, but killed only six people. It did destroy St. Paul's Cathedral in London this date, 1666. Now, closer to home, the town of Hinckley, Minnesota. Everybody knows where Hinckley is, on the way to Duluth. Grand Casino Hinckley is there. This was the date, 1894, that the Great Hinckley Fire destroyed the entire town. Now, in that one, London only killed six, but in Hinckley, 1894, this date, 438 people perished in the Great Hinckley Fire, and they do have a Hinckley Fire Museum. If you ever have a chance, you're up there, you can visit it. It's quite amazing. But that was this date, 1894. 1901, on these very grounds, these hallowed grounds of the Minnesota State Fair in Falcon Heights, the one and only Teddy Roosevelt said those words, "Speak softly, carry a big stick," and then he said, "Get me a corn dog," there shortly thereafter. But that was his speech. Speak softly, carry a big stick. This date, Minnesota State Fair, 1901. 1944, you know, we hear a lot about John F. Kennedy and PT-109 and the story of what he had to go through in the Pacific. How about our other president that is quite famous for going down in the war? That would be Bush 41, George H.W. Bush. This was the date that Navy pilot Bush was shot down by the Japanese following a bombing run. His two crew members on the run were killed. Bush was rescued by the United States submarine. Of course, eventually become vice president and then president of the United States. Speaking of World War II, 1945, this date, this was somewhat significant.
The Japanese delegation lines up on the opposite side of the surrender table from the Allies. A war which had entered its eighth terrible year in China, which had raged for 3 years and 9 months for America and Britain, which was the brutal, costly eastern half of the most horrible worldwide war in human history.
World War II officially came to an end, Japan surrendering aboard the USS Missouri. USS Missouri was in service until the 1990s, and now is part of a museum in Hawaii. It was VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, this date, 1945. Fast forward just 20 years later, the Beatles.
Help, I need somebody.
This song, not just Dick Freeman, Bob FM, selling t-shirts today. You know this song, don't you? It's called Help. 1965. He loved it. The first ATM in America installed on this date. I'm sure the first ever PIN number was the guy's birthday, right? I mean, it's only natural. The ATM, first one, Rockville Center in New York City, 1969. 1985 in the news.
The Titanic sank on April 15, 1912. From that day on, scientists and treasure hunters have scoured the North Atlantic looking for the ship. But no one ever found even a trace of the massive 880-foot steel hull. Until today. At 2 o'clock this morning, Dr. Robert Ballard, leading a scientific...
They finally found the Titanic. This date, 1985, after sinking in 1912. 2005.
Records. But at the height of Katrina, no one here could find their local legend. And newspapers around the country said the American music icon was feared dead. He more than proved to us today he is very
That's
much
Fats
alive.
Domino. 2005, you had Katrina hitting New Orleans. Of course, we have Dorian in the Bahamas and making its tracks towards Florida. But Fats Domino on this date resurfaced. He was reported missing, and they thought he was dead. The singer and his family members were taken to a medical center, and then they were taken in by Jamarcus Russell, who was the quarterback of Louisiana State University, LSU, eventually went on to the NFL. Just a crazy story, but Fats Domino surfacing this date with Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. 2005, we have to remember Gilligan today.
The skipper wanted me to be skipper if anything happened to the skipper, and I'm going to be skipper because that's the way a skipper wanted it. Any questions?
Well...
We're going to have a search for the skipper right now.
Boy, they lost the skipper, and Gilligan, I don't know if he's qualified to be the skipper. Pat, do you think Gilligan could ever have been the skipper? This young boy here is kind of dressed like the skipper. Look, he's got a red shirt, white hat. We got the skipper here in Bobtown. Gilligan's Island star Bob Denver passed away. He was 70. That was this date 2005. And then it was 6 years ago this was going on.
Diana Nyad's incredible achievement, swimming more than 100 miles through shark-infested, jellyfish-infested waters from Cuba to Key West. It was her fifth attempt, and it is one of the most incredible athletic feats in history.
I don't even go into hot tubs for the fear of drowning or getting bit by sharks and jellyfish. And here's Diana Nyad, who became the first ever swimmer. Her dream, she swam from Columbia to Florida without a shark cage. She was 64 years old when she did that. That was this date, 2013. Birthdays, oldies.
She's Venus in blue jeans. Mona Lisa with a...
Sounds like the Happy Together music tour at the Grandstand. This is Jimmy Canton. Venus in blue jeans. Jimmy Clanton is 81 here today on our birthday list today. Did you know Terry Bradshaw could sing?
Son of a gun, we're going to have big fun on the bayou. Hey, jambalaya.
I'd say that's better than any of the new country out today. Terry Bradshaw can actually sing. Sing a little jambalaya. Four-time Super Bowl champion, now broadcaster, and follically challenged, Terry Bradshaw, 71. Mark Harmon is 68 today. Currently TV show NCIS. Happy birthday to him. He's 68. Jimmy Connors, 67. The Tennis World Hall of Famer, number one in the world five times. Steve Porcaro is 62, keyboardist, singer for the group Toto. We love to play some music, but we do have copyright issues with Toto right now. 62 for Steve Porcaro. Both his other brothers, Mike and Jeff, have since passed away. Sam Mitchell, who was a former player, coach, and head coach for our Minnesota Timberwolves. Happy birthday to Sam Mitchell. He's 56. Neo's on our list today.
Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
My name is Neo.
Yeah, don't call him Mr. Anderson, please. Keanu Reeves. I'm excited about the new Matrixes coming out. Keanu Reeves is 55. The Fetching, Selma Hayek. Pat, Selma Hayek Fetching, would you say? You got your wife right there. Are you willing to say, okay, he did. Way to go. That's brave there, Pat. Selma Hayek is 53. And then a little R&B music. Casey and JoJo, big hit with this All My Life. I slow danced to this by myself for several nights in a row when this song first came out. Casey Haley of Casey and JoJo. Big 50 today, the 5-0. Neil's not here today. Oh, I forgot we had virtual Neil today. Yeah, Neil is here. It's virtual Neil. And Neil, is that okay if I do the Gone But Not Forgotten? Yeah, all right. Gone But Not Forgotten. How about Goodwill Spalding? You've got your Wilson, you've got your Rawlings, and you've got your Spalding. Sporting Goods would not be the same without that guy. Born on this date, 1850. Familiar tune here. From The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, Hugo Montenegro. He didn't do the music for the movie, but he did a cover version of this, released it, and I think it went to number one, if I'm not mistaken. Pat, can you fact check that for me? Hugo Montenegro, 1925, here this day, Gone But Not Forgotten. Neil, did you ever watch that Wild Wild West show?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, of course. But you know what's kind of funny is the guy that gave us Wild Wild West also gave us Gunsmoke. Producer-director Leonard Katzman, also Hawaii 5-0. Those are three good shows. Gunsmoke, Wild Wild West, and Hawaii 5-0, 1927. He's gone but not forgotten today. One of the Munchkins. Happy birthday.
As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
He was the Quincy of the Munchkins. He was the coroner that told us that the Wicked Witch was dead. 1915, Meinhard Robbie, who was the Munchkin coroner, born this date in 1915. A little more music here today, Almanac Time.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
That bouncing afro when he was playing the piano was classic. He's considered one of the fifth, maybe one of the fifth Beatles. Billy Preston, born this date in 1946. And let's remember Krista McAuliffe, the first ever citizen and teacher astronaut. Born this date 1948, of course, was killed when Shuttle Challenger exploded in 1986. You guys can say it with me. They're all gone, but not forgotten. Thank you. Thank you very much, folks, for coming out here today. It is the Almanac, and Neil and I will be back, and we'll do it again coming up together tomorrow. We won't need virtual Neil. I know. Are you ready for the ATV contest announcement? Those of you listening back at home and here at the Minnesota State Fair, they've been waiting for this all morning long and for the last couple of weeks since we announced we were going to do it here this morning. It is the Four Wheels of Fun ATV giveaway, and the details are this. It starts on Monday, a week from today. Next Monday, a week from today, you can listen and win a brand new 2019 Can-Am Outlander ATV. We're going to give out 45 keys. One will unlock the four-wheeler. If you've been a part of this before, you know kind of the drill. Starting Monday, we'll give out a new keyword each weekday at 7:50. Enter the keyword at mybobcountry.com. We'll draw a name at 4:20 each afternoon. When we call your name, you have 10 minutes and 6 seconds to call the studio line and claim your key. It all starts next Monday morning, 7:50. Neil, do you think you're ready for the Four Wheels of Fun ATV giveaway?
I'm ready, Jim.
I thought so. So next Monday, listen 7:50 for the Four Wheels of Fun ATV giveaway from Bob FM.
Celebrating Labor Day weekend in Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany State Cloud. KDDG.